Bible study, the parable of the lost coin, God's pursuit of the one. Scripture, Luke 15:8-10, New King James Version. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Introduction. The value of one. In a world where crowds and numbers seem to matter most, Jesus reminds us of the infinite value of just one soul. In Luke 15, he tells a trio of parables: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, each one driving home a single truth. God seeks and celebrates the return of the lost. This study focuses on the parable of the lost coin, a brief but powerful picture of God's passionate pursuit of every individual. As apostolic believers, we know that God desires all to come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9, and this parable illustrates how far he will go to recover just one. Body. God's pursuit of the lost. The woman and the lost coin. Luke 15:8. What woman, having 10 silver coins? In this parable, the woman represents God, and the 10 coins represent souls, valuable and treasured. Losing one coin doesn't seem like a huge loss in a worldly sense. She still has 9, but not to God. He doesn't accept 90% completion. Every soul matters. Application. You may feel forgotten, overlooked, or disconnected, but God has not forgotten you. He knows your value, and He is searching for you. Lighting the lamp, the Word and the Spirit. Does not light a lamp. Before she searches, the woman lights a lamp. This is symbolic of God illuminating hearts through the Word and the Spirit. Psalm 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In the Apostolic Church, we believe that the Spirit and the Word work together to expose sin, reveal truth, and lead people to repentance. Application. It's the preaching of the Word, the conviction of the Holy Ghost, and the love of God that shine into dark places and begin the rescue. Sweeping and searching, God's relentless grace. Sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. This woman isn't casual about finding the coin. She sweeps the entire house and doesn't stop until it's found. This mirrors God's persistent grace. He uses people, sermons, dreams, even hardship to reach us. He sweeps through hearts and situations to bring people to a place of repentance. Apostolic note. This is why we preach Acts 2:38 boldly, because it is the call to repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's part of God's sweeping work, the celebration in heaven. Luke 15:10. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When the lost coin is found, the woman celebrates, just like heaven does when someone turns from sin. This highlights the power of repentance and the deep joy it brings to heaven. Application. Never think your repentance is small. It causes rejoicing in the presence of angels. In heaven's eyes, turning to God is a celebration-worthy moment. Conclusion. Join the search party. This parable is a beautiful reminder of God's love for the individual, the necessity of repentance, the joy in heaven over every soul that turns to God. As apostolic believers, we are called to partner with God in His search. We carry the lamp of truth, God's Word, and we sweep the earth with prayer, preaching, and love. Whether you're the coin who needs to be found, or you're called to be the hands and feet of Jesus searching for others, know this. You are valuable. Repentance is powerful, and heaven is watching. Final thought, Jesus didn't come for the found, He came for the lost, and in this short parable, He shows us how far He's willing to go to recover you. Don't delay, repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, because you are the coin He's searching for.